God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
House, I'll say that. See my dogs, right? Mm-hmm. I said, you know, I got pit bull puppies. You know, I'll be bragging about my pit bull puppies. So one of his relatives came over to, I could say my niece. She came over to saw the puppies, right? Well, she wants to see the puppies. She say, I want to see the puppies. So I set my phone. Listen to me carefully. I set my phone on the counter by the microwave. Okay, so everybody, you know how you get busy doing stuff, right? I'm mm-hmm. playing with the puppies, all this kind of stuff. So I'm getting ready to go. So I say, where my phone at, right? I went back to where I sat it. I'm looking all outside, bam, in the truck, you know, maybe I left it in the backyard. I'm in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Girl, why? Some say, go back in the kitchen. I go back in the kitchen, girl. And I'm just looking. Girl, why is my phone at the bottom of the sink, girl, in the dishwater?
At the bottom?
Girl, it was just chilling at the bottom of the dishwater, girl. Girl, you could have bought me with a big nickel. I ain't lying. Girl, you could. I'm serious. I was like, I know this is not happening right now. I know. And see, everything is hooked to my phone, right? So imagine 7 o'clock on a Sunday. 7 o'clock on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Let me get the right. It was 6 something on a Sunday, and I'm trying to find a Boost Mobile, right? To get me, get me another phone, because this is serious business. It helped me realize, since I couldn't talk to nobody till the next day, you know, everybody, put the phone in some rice. Hurry up, put the phone in some rice. Girl, I had that phone in that rice all night. Do you understand me? I think it's a difference between dishwater and every other kind of water.
Regular water?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got the soap in.
Girl, I kept telling everybody, that phone is gone. We need to go ahead and have this funeral. That phone is dead. Go ahead and get you a bowl of rice, right? So I go buy a brand new phone today, right? So my homeboy called me, and he say, I've been trying to call you. I said, yeah, I know you've been trying. My phone drowned, right? It drowned. He tells me, go in there and put it in some rice. It don't matter. Go in there and put it back in the rice. Girl, I say, one more person tell me to put this phone in the rice. I'm going to be done. Baby, I'm going to boil that rice and eat that rice. I ain't got time to play with y'all. Y'all trip. It was something about that water. Yeah. Because I looked at the camera. Mm-hmm. You know how you got the little lens on the cameras on the phone? Girl, it was out of there. Unless that rice was going to go inside that phone and clean that lens, that rice you can forget about it.
It's done.
You can forget. It's done. Maury, go put it. Mama, I need you to do it right now. Do it right now. Put it in the rice right now. I say y'all just as bad as people be talking about using Windex for everything and using a Carmex to heal everything. No, it didn't work.
What? You ain't never had a broke arm and put Carmex on it and it worked?
Girl, listen, I didn't try it at all. I didn't try it all. Just a few minutes ago, I said, okay, Carmex, I got to retire you. Because rice didn't work. So that means that it's your expiration day, too. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Put that Carmex on your lips and stop playing. Boy, they put Carmex on everything. Oh, I cut my knee. Get some Carmex. Give me that Carmex. It's not going to work. What you been up to?
Oh, a whole bunch of everything.
You decorating your house?
That's spreading yourself. Oh, no. I'm not a decorator. What are you talking about?
Girl.
I'm not a decorator.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Yeah, I don't partake in that nonsense.
Girl, that ain't nonsense.
I know my limitations.
I'm on my way. Just get a budget. Get a budget and I'm on my way. Don't even worry about it. I'm staying the weekend because it don't take me 4 days. And it's my fault that I have learned to decorate so fast. That's my fault.
I'm kind of liking my echo. And only having to vacuum and dust the fewest amount of things possible. You know, you start decorating, then you add more stuff that has to be clean. Yeah. The way my life's set up, I don't have time for that. And I definitely don't have the budget to hire somebody to come do it for me. I could probably talk my daughters into coming up here and being like, you know,
coming up
and doing something. But I can't have a bunch of whatnots and not what's and who what's and all of that
and stuff
not sitting around because they got to be dusted.
Oh, I didn't even think. Girl, you sure right. You is right.
I was worried when we first moved in because I thought I was going to lose the echo. Because, you know, when you have an empty space, you know, you have an echo.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a little echo and I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. Now,
okay,
granted, we could use a little stuff on the walls, you know, strategically placed here and there. But everything else, I like throw pillows. I throw them on there, on the couch, on the bed, then I can throw them in the closet. No problem.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm with it.
But chick, I'm just, now, but I tell you what I am working on. I'm working on my yard.
Okay.
I'm working on my yard. You know, I don't like all the.
How big is your yard?
And my husband doesn't either. It's not big at all. It's not big at all. But they had it to where they had like a flower bed around the front edge of the house and around the side.
Mm-hmm.
We had somebody come in and pull up all them bushes, all them plants, all that grass, and hoe all them roots, get all that crap out of there. And then we fix the trimming around there and then got everything squared away and put white rocks in it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks so good. That's just fine for me. I don't want no bushes, no flowers, no rose bushes, no nothing around there for snakes and other insects to hide in and all that. I don't need all that.
Right.
Don't need all that. Yeah, they're supposed to be in the woods. Let that stuff stay in the woods.
Oh my God,
yeah, because we right next to the woods, you know.
That's how.
We can use some cuteness on the walls, a little cuteness on the walls, but I ain't worried about nothing else, really.
I could come out. I could come out there for 3-4 pictures. I could come out there. You understand me?
Well, come on. You come, I'll make sure there's some banana pudding and some hot water cornbread. Just let me know.
Oh, my God.
Time.
I am calling this lady telling her I got to reschedule. I'm on my way. Did you say banana pudding?
Okay, Q, J, and J, y'all hear that? So y'all need to get,
this lady gonna get that
banana pudding.
Baby. I'm coming. I'm leaving Friday morning, and I'm coming back Saturday evening.
Okay, is that this weekend?
Let me think about it. Tell the baby to wait. I gotta preach at this church. That wouldn't be right. That wouldn't be right to come back and then later. What was you thinking? So I'm gonna plan it out.
Right.
I'm coming out there. Now, the weekend after that, I don't know what weekend. Is that, that's not Easter weekend, is it?
Oh, man, I don't know. You know, since I got grown and didn't have to do them Easter speeches,
hey,
I kind of don't keep up with it like that no more.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you said Easter speeches. Girl, when you said that, I didn't remember getting whooped because we couldn't remember. You know, that ain't fair.
And the worst part about it was our mama was over the youth.
Oh, God.
So, of course, all the other kids got Jesus wept and Happy Easter.
Yeah.
And we got three verse long things to memorize. Yeah, now.
Whole poems and stuff. I was like, this ain't a speech. This is a poem.
Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it was, we had to do it.
Look, this was bad.
Uh-oh.
The Lord has risen indeed. He is here for your love, for your need. Not in the grave, nor in the sky, but here where men live and die. Girl, please, you know I got to whoop. Ain't no way I can.
Oh, my God.
I got to whoop.
You ain't. Oh, my God. See, that's ridiculous. See, I'm going to have to call Sister Cook on that one because that's wrong that you remember that.
I had to make it into a song.
You were traumatized.
Yeah. I even remember singing it. The Lord has risen indeed. That's how I remembered it. I didn't want one either,
but I remembered. I remembered it long enough to repeat it that Sunday morning, and I immediately forgot, expeditiously forgot about it.
Girl, it got stuck in my head. It got stuck in my head.
I can't. That is a trip that you remember that. I am tripping right now.
And every time I quote it, I can smell wood floors and pews. Every time I quote.
Lord's Church of God in Christ. Just believe it.
Oh, my God. Y'all know the last time on the show, we talked about Lord's Church of God in Christ. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to talk about the shotgun house. We didn't go inside the house. We talked about hogs and slop buckets and deer cut open from the root of the tooth. But this shotgun house, y'all, and both grandmothers had shotgun house. Okay? Cook size.
Now the only thing is, for my maternal side of the family, I don't think we ever saw it as a shotgun house. They had already added rooms and all that other stuff to it. But my other granny on my dad's side, we actually saw that one and dealt with that one.
Girl. See, when you say shotgun house, people think of shotgun wedding. Okay, let me help y'all. Shotgun house means it's a hallway. It's a front door, and then you can see, you walk in that front door, you can see all the way to the back of the house, to the end of the house. And all the rooms are on the, you know, are on the side. You can walk into any room from the hallway, just, you know, like that. You know, it looks like it's like a rib cage. You know how you got the spine? And then the real big, anyway, that's too deep. That's too deep, y'all. The shotgun house, our granny, I don't know why I said, listen, she had a wood stove. I'm trying to help you. In her bedroom. My Lord, Jesus. Damn it, my son.
No, ma'am. That provided an excellent source of heat, and it cooked some food too.
Not only that, Sam, I got a burn on my leg from Jessica pushing me. Jessica pushed me. It wasn't right. You know, it wasn't right what she did. And today I still got it. Now, when I first got it looked like a little eagle. The older I got, I don't know what it is now. It's just stretched all the way out. gonna remind
all the way
all,
out.
All the way out, girl. Mm-hmm. All the way that hill. It's just a burn now. It's just a burn. She had a heater in her room. She had a was that a clothesline in her room?
I want to say yes, and it went across from. Was it behind the heater?
Yeah.
Under the pipe that went out through the roof, it was behind the heater.
Yeah. I knew.
Yeah, she did.
I knew I
was
tripping.
She certainly did. Mm-mm. Tripping you or not?
Girl, cause she had wood right there, did she? Right there. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she did. She kept some in so they wouldn't have to go outside and get it throughout the night, and they could keep the fire going.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm gonna tell y'all a story about what Daddy said to me one time. Daddy told me, he said, "Don't be jealous." No. I was crying because I Mama had bought me some Pro Wings or something. We had moved back to Atlanta. I was going to Atlanta Junior High, and my mama had bought me some Pro Wings, right? You know, the cord boys.
Okay, I have to say, you're going to have to explain it to those people who don't know what Pro Wings are.
Pro Wings, listen, these shoes are literally cardboard. They're not really cardboard, but they're like a thin piece of fake leather, right, where they didn't. Anyway, you don't want to wear them. They had white soles on them. They were tacky. But listen. So I didn't want to wear the shoes. You know what I'm saying? So my daddy was like, "Well, Sam, you ain't never heard this. Let me tell you." He told me, he said, you know the difference between a poor girl and a rich girl? I said, "No." He said, a poor girl got a canopy under her bed, and a rich girl got a canopy over her bed. Now, I don't know what this had to do with fixing my issue. I really don't know.
Wait.
But,
okay. I just got this, so you're going to have to give me a bit.
But I laughed so hard. I couldn't. I just didn't understand. It didn't make sense. How you gonna help me understand why I got to wear these Pro Wings? I don't understand.
What does that have to do with my dilemma?
With my dilemma, if it don't make me feel worse, because I was poor. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna lie. I remember the pee bucket under the bed. We ain't gonna talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the snuff. Snuff can? Was it a snuff can? They spit. Whatever.
I was going to say, because who was spitting snuff?
No, that's up on the hill. Isn't that dude that sit on the porch spitting it, chew that stuff in his
on the
jaw?
On the hill.
I saw it somewhere.
Okay.
It's called
somewhere. Yeah, you saw it somewhere. Somebody
old with that stuff on their teeth and everything. I know what I saw.
Yeah, but it wasn't in that. I do know it was not in that. dang, I can't remember the address, but it wasn't at that. Saved, sanctified, filled with the precious Holy Ghost church.
It was five.
House that. That
well, it was up that hill. It had to be up that hill. You know, them little houses that look like, to me, they look like little stores up there on the hill before we go down to Mother House. They just sitting up. Them people, Mama knew them people. That blew my mind. She knew them people. She's like, "Oh, I know them." Oh, she stopped that. It would weird me out.
You know, it's family, so. Yeah. But you talking about up there where they had Cole's juke joint. Cole's place.
Yeah,
that spot.
Yeah. Yeah, they, people don't know we from the, look, we, when y'all be watching them movies, you know, with Sealy and Master and all that kind of stuff, we lived that, not Master part, but we was, listen.
It was the color purple era.
Yes, it was.
I'm so mad. When I got older and watched Color, you remember when Marlene didn't want us, Mom and them didn't want us watching Color Purple? I didn't understand why. They was like, send the kids out the room. I was like, what's happening on the Color Purple? That you got to send the kids out the room. So when I got older and watched the Color Purple, I was like, if anything, you know, you could scare some people straight with that. But let's move on. Let's move on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was let, you know how they used to always send us out the room. I never understood. We'd be watching movies and I would say, y'all get on out of here. Y'all get on out of here.
I like telling kids to stay out of grown folks' conversations in the same situation.
It's the same situation. I wish my daddy would have put me out there. Y'all could watch it. I could. I wish he would put me out when they were watching Freddy Krueger.
Oh, yeah, that stuff. See, I put myself out. I ain't watch none of that stuff, yeah.
Girl, I'll be sitting there just like trying to figure out what's happening. But anyway. It scarred me. I couldn't sleep. Okay, now, what's your memory?
Of what?
Just your favorite one, then you go from there.
Well, I don't know. All of my memories are traumatized.
Yeah, mine too.
They were life lessons. But I don't know. My favorite memory is not necessarily something I visualize or something I did or anything like that. It's Royal Secret. That's my favorite memory. That's what my grandmother smelled like. So when I smell that cologne, everything that is good, everything that I love, all of that is like rolled into that one smell.
Oh, I need to see you.
So for me, that's a good memory for me. And I have other memories. I remember as kids, you know, going, and all of my memories are mostly at the end of that road, you know. The blackberries on the barbed wire fences, the rusty barbed wire fences, and you try and get them, and you get all scraped up and everything. I remember like smells like the hog pen and just everything. I remember getting my butt whooped about going on that plum tree and the peach trees in the yard, you know, because we weren't supposed to touch them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember a lot of stuff. You know, I remember getting up in the mornings and they kicking us out. We eat breakfast, clean up, and they kick us out. They don't see us no more. At lunchtime, they'll call us up there to come get a bologna sandwich and some chips and give us a cup for all 50 of us grandkids.
Okay, be honest. Which house, I know for me, it's certain houses that creep me out. Now, hey, if people get offended, I'm going to speak my truth. But, it was certain houses that creeped me out. For example, when we went to Shiloh, right?
Mm-hmm.
One
mm-hmm.
day, Mama left me with, and I don't even remember if Jessica was there with me, but left me with the man. You know it's a fork in the road going down to Big Mama's
right.
house, right? Now,
right.
If you turn on that fork and go up that hill, it was a tall dude that was bald-headed. Tall black dude that was
Hold
bald-headed.
On.
That
Hold
lived
on.
up,
Okay, you know, it's two roles.
Okay, so where Uncle Rhea is, you know where he stays?
Yeah, where Uncle Rhea stays.
Is it they on that road?
Yeah, you don't even have to go all the way down the road. He was up on that hill where that yellow house was, and then it was a little weird house.
Yep.
And Mama left me up there with that man. He creeped me out. So his house creeped me out. And when he offered me ice cream, he was, you know, now that I think about it, he was nice as old man. But I was creeped out because I was a kid. You know, kids be scared of old people. And that was the creepiest house for me. I was like, I was happy she never did it again. I used to call that man Mr. Lee because I didn't know his name. Remember that song, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee? Oh, Mr. Lee. I used to call him Mr. Lee. That's what I used to call him. Yeah. I know.
And you know what? I do have another good memory. Remember, we were watching, what were we doing? We were watching something, or we were talking about something this weekend. And a song came on, Tonight is the Night by, what's her name? Do you know her name? I can't think of her name right now.
Okay.
Do you know what song I'm talking about?
Okay.
The name of the song is Tonight is the Night.
Yeah.
Betty Wright?
Yeah, Betty Wright.
Okay. So, and immediately I thought about, I don't know if you were old enough to remember when Daddy was playing baseball. He was on a baseball team. When we were living in Dallas.
Yep.
Okay. And on Saturdays, we would all load up. That's when riding on the back of a pickup truck was not illegal. We were at the truck and we would ride over to the baseball park and we baseball all day long. And that song took me back to that because, you know, we were kids and we were at the ballpark. We didn't know the people we were hanging out with. I think Drew Pearson was actually at one of the baseball games. And, you know, and they brought that up, you know, this is Drew Pearson. And, you know, I was like, okay, I have a soda. Because that's Daddy's friend, Bobby. You remember Bobby?
Yep, I remember Bobby.
And that's who we called him. And remember he used to sing his
song? And he had that beer belly.
It was huge. And so, we would be at the baseball park. So when I heard that song, I thought about all the times we were going to the baseball park. And, you know, of course, I fall back with bologna sandwiches with sodas and stuff. And, you know, they pack the cooler, and that's what we do all day.
Zach, tell them how Sister Cook would pack them bologna sandwiches, though. Please help me. Oh, my God.
Now, you're going to have to refresh my memory on that one.
Sister Cook would take a loaf of bread, right, take all the bread, and then she would put them, she would make them bologna sandwiches, a whole loaf of bread to bologna sandwiches, and she would put them right back in the bread bag.
Sister
Cook is amazing, y'all.
That she did.
She is amazing. Yeah, y'all just don't know. When you got 8 children, you are amazing.
Oh, my God. I've been trying to find a reason to do that. I haven't found one yet.
Well, Janice, like, all the kids are grown now, so there's really no reason to do that.
I know. Sad. I just didn't, you know. I just really want to do it.
Very sad.
When I come out there, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make me a bunch of bologna sandwiches. That's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to get it done. Just for you.
Well, All right. Well, you go ahead and get it done. Now, who's going to help you eat those sandwiches?
I don't know. I didn't think that far ahead. All right. Let's get into, well, how many minutes we got left? Okay. Let's get into some bozoism. I have not explored this. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, I have not explored the bozoism situation for a minute. And I think I'm ready to go ahead and explore it. I want to explore bozoism.
You're exploring bozoism?
Yes, I just want to take time to talk about bozoism. Let me help everybody understand that bozoism is not, it's not just a dude. It's women can be bozos. I just want to make that clear because some people get offended. I don't want y'all to get offended. I want y'all to understand that men and women can fall into the bozo category. You know, you know, bozos are insensitive pricks. And I know somebody's right now like, that's cold for you to say, but I'm bozos do things that are, I don't know, that qualify them both.
You're breaking up, Denise.
You can't hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, because I got to fix my connection. Just a minute. Go ahead and talk to them. Well, let me play a song, and we'll be right back. Let me fix this, because when I talk about these bozoisms, I need everybody to understand what's happening. Okay? So let's hit that.
Billy Cook, Sally Sale, BMG 1965, CEO on the track.
My, I can't believe my eyes. 5'5" with them Halle Berry thighs. Just my size with some big brown eyes. Looking at me like I'm new Chili Cheese Pride. They go with that steak. It ain't no escape. When my conversation gets to jumping and it's too late. Got her smiling at me while I'm sized in the rut. Opening the door like you riding a rut. I don't take them nowhere, them sweats been bred. You know them wild fantasies that's all up in their head. I bring that to life. I keep her legs shaking. I keep her toes curling. I keep her back aching.
Let me tell you how it all went down. The story of my life one day turned around. How I met someone I thought was key. Forever with me, my lady to be. Can you feel me? I was a sucker for love. Blinded by love, someone that fit me close like a glove. But the smiles and laughter changed. Shattered like glass for me, it's never been the same. Hey. Baby, I don't want to try and ask no more. Get your hat and your coat, baby, boo, you gotta go. No need to put on a show. Do you attempt to turn my faces? Are you out of your mind? Constantly arguing and nagging me, wasting my time. And I want you to know that you get no more. I'm a grown ass man with feelings too. That's why I left my crew on the block to be with you. And I still can't believe that you did me this way. What goes around comes around, so you gon' pay. Don't you did, you did go.
Rise and slow down, turn my smile into a
Welcome back. Welcome back. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce. You know.
Bozos. Okay. So, a bozo moves. And it's hard for, I think it's hard for a lot of people to accept that the person that they're with is a bozo. I think it's hard sometimes because you think that because this person is a bozo, people are going to look at you as though you are a bozo as well. You know, you're a bozo for picking a bozo. You know, even though they say you attract who you are, I don't believe that. I really don't. I believe that sometimes sometimes you've been razzle dazzled and you really overlooked red flags because you were razzle dazzled. So for those of you that are with bozos, I want you to understand something. It's not a reflection of you. Sometimes you fall for the okey-doke, you know? Sometimes a bozo don't know that they're a bozo until they're put under pressure. And then the bozoism comes out, you know? It really does. It's like popping a pimple, you know? When you pop a pimple, you don't really know. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I was just going to say, and sometimes some people just want to see the best in people. They only see the best in people, or they try to see the best in people. Mm. And those bozos take advantage of that. And then that's what you get. So it's not necessarily, sometimes it's not that you're razzle dazzle. Sometimes it's just, you know what? I know this person and I see this, but you know, I can change that. You know, I can, I'm okay with that. They'll be fine. You know, they're really good down deep, or they, you know, they really didn't mean it, or they really, you know, and sometimes it's that, but that bozoism is something else.
Yeah. And it's crazy because it could, like you said, and what you said is like on point for real. Oh my God! Because this lady told me I just believe that he would love me different than he would treat me different than the story that I heard about him, the way he treated other people.
I'm different.
And again, a bozo, it's kind of like I heard somebody say, the representative shows up, you know. The person that you first meet is a representative, you know. It's not the real person. This is a representative. This is a person that's going to brush their teeth, you know, before they come see you. But after, they're going to show you that they really don't brush their teeth. You know, this is a person that wears clean underwear, you know, to come see you. But after they get comfortable with you, I'm just telling you what bozos do. They start off, I'll wash the car for you. I'll take the trash out. You know, I'll cook and I'll do this. You know, the representative shows up, you know, goes to church with you. Meet your mama and talk, you know, and razzle dazzles your mama. So they think. The next thing you know, you're crying in the shower because the bozo has shown up. You know, I agree with you, Zan. You know, you want to see the best out of them because they showed you their best for the 3 months. Sometimes they can't hold it 3 months. Sometimes they can't hold it past 3 weeks, and you meet the bozo.
Which leads to a conversation we had on a previous show. You know, when somebody shows you who they are, that's who they are.
That's who they are. oh my God, that's who they are.
Don't be trying to change it. Don't be trying to say no, that ain't no, that's not what that is. If they said it, they meant it. It wasn't drug induced. It wasn't alcohol induced. It was not grief induced. It was not them feeling bad about themselves or self pity induced. It was not induced. That's just who they are.
Yeah.
So you take that, and once you see what it is, you have a choice. Mm-hmm. You either continue to deal with it, or you cut the bozoism off right there.
You cut it off. Cause let me tell you something. I'm just gonna testify a tad bit. Okay. And I'm gonna give a little piece of advice. I mean, if I can, just give just a little piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In my life, I have witnessed two husbands passing away, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just scratch my ear right quick. Ear start itching. And so for a moment, I felt like I'm going to stay with this bozo so that I don't look like I can't keep a husband. Okay. How can I compete with that? But I'm just saying. So when you have a mindset where you are not considering yourself, you are considering other people or how you look to other people, you will subject yourself to bozoism a little longer than you should. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
one day, just to tell a story, I'm not naming no names. One day, a young lady, let's put it like that, was riding next to her spousal bozo. Okay. And she works a job. She runs a craft shop. She passes a church. She, you know, runs organizations. She does all that, right? And she left a can in the car the day before because when she got home from work, she didn't feel like cleaning out the whole truck. So she left a can in the truck. Okay? So the said spouse says, "You didn't see that MF in can when you got out the truck. You need to keep the MF and truck clean." Oh, something, the person got flush. It was a flush feeling from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And she all of a sudden had an outburst. And this is another dangerous thing for people who are passive. When you're passive and you just let things go, and you will explode. So she exploded, hit the middle console and said, "I am tired," right? Just boom, "I'm tired," because I was on my way to a play. Oh, did I say me? Yeah, it was me. On the way to a play, right? So the person that was driving the spouse hits the brakes in the middle of the road and puts the person out in the middle of the street. Hear me when I say this. As the person walks back down the street trying to get a ride, the person made U-turn after U-turn talking noise to the person. I'm just telling y'all, sample of bozoism now. It was at that moment, like you were saying, Sam, it's at that moment when you realize that the bozoism is dominant and you must make a decision. Okay?
So
I made a decision. Now, what I want to talk about is the residue of bozoism. if you are a person that has been bamboozled by a bozo, when you get out of a bozo-rific situation, you will be tempted to go back, not because they're good for you, but because you have been in that situation for a minute, and that person is manipulative, let's just say it. A bozo is good with words, some of them. So what I want to encourage you all to do what I do. Like, with me, I went and got an apartment place to live and put furniture in it, okay? You must take a stand for yourself, okay? I know I did a study, and it's called it's a caregiver complex. You tend to care more for others than you do for yourself. So you end up in different situations that you should not be in, and it makes it difficult for you to get out of it. It's not a physical thing. It's a mental thing. So I just want to bless you today and say, find some people, gather them around you, and let them talk to you through all of your uncomfortable times. Do what you need to do to get free from bozoism. Okay? Do what you do. Do what you need to do to get free. And guess what? It'll get easier as days go by. Okay? As months go by. As years go by, in a minute you'll forget, and you'll be strong, and you'll be all right. Okay, that's my little bit of information. Just wanted to share about the bozoism. It could get you. It really could. Just be careful. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, there's bozo. And bozoism is something serious.
Oh, it's something serious. It's something serious. Stop falling in love
especially
with people representative.
They're around you enough to where they know what you like, what you don't like, you know, what you think about yourself, where you think you're lacking, all of your weaknesses that you think you have, and they play on that.
Oh my God. Offer you food, offer you, buy stuff for you, pay bills that they're supposed to be paying. I'm just being real. You have to, people say, think about the good times. You have to always think about the bad times. You got to, I hate to say it, but people, I have dealt with so many people that have the mindset of, but God and but this, but we have to remember that it has to be healthy. If you want to be healthy, it has to be healthy. And nothing is worth you dying behind, nothing. All right. We got 5 minutes left. What you want to say, Zam? You want to round it all up?
Round it all up. I mean, I think you've already rounded it up. y'all just take care, you know, and you love yourself first, and it's not being selfish. You love yourself, and you have to love yourself before you can actually truthfully love anybody else. So, but if you love yourself and learn to love yourself, you know, wake up, look in the mirror in the morning and say, you know, do you the shit? Or, you know, look in the mirror and say, good morning, gorgeous, you know. Let's get it done today. You know what I'm saying? You know, you gotta, you have to pump yourself up or do that for yourself so you don't have to depend on anybody else to do it for you. Now, I ain't gonna lie, it is nice, you know, every once in a while to get a compliment, you know, from someone else. But, but know that you have to live your life knowing that if you don't get a compliment that day or that week or that month, that you steal the shit, you know, and that's just the way that you have to live. So, and if you have children, praise them every day. Tell them every day how beautiful they are, how much you love them. That way nobody off the street, you know, any bozo off the street can just come up to them and feed them a line and they're hooked.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people do things because they don't get it from one place. And so when they hear it from somebody else, it's like, oh, you know, and then their little
yeah.
heart melts. And then mm-hmm. the bozo is like, got him.
Got him.
Got him.
Gotcha.
And they're not gonna look. They're not gonna look for anyone who is down on their look. Well, not necessarily down on their look. Who's not who doesn't have anything going for themselves. They don't look for those people. They look for those who maybe are at a bad time in their life, but they are hella talented, hella smart, have potential. They just don't have any backing, and so they use mm-hmm. that against them. So just toot mm-hmm. your own horn quite often,
mm-hmm.
every morning, every night before you, every time you pass a mirror, stop, look at yourself, tell yourself how, you know, awesome you are, and then keep pushing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Good, because at the end of the day, hopefully, nobody can take care of you better than you can.
Mm.
You know, it's like LeAndrea Johnson's song where she says, deliver me because all I do is hurt me.
Hurt me. Mm-hmm.
You know, and some of us put ourselves through things that we don't even have to go through. But sometimes we do. And sometimes we need help getting out of it or with the change of a mindset, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
But love yourself, you know. Love yourself and congratulate yourself and uplift yourself. And when you get somebody in your presence who doesn't do that, kick them to the curb. Kick them to the curb. Mm-hmm. Bozoism doesn't have a place here.
Seriously. And like I say, you know, when you come out of that dysfunction, like you have to use those positive affirmations to rebuild what was destroyed with this person. You have to, mm-hmm. you know. And it has to be a repetitive thing, you know, because I always tell people, I say, you let your guard down once, you know, and you say, oh, well, okay. Before you know it, you caught up again. So you have to make sure that it's a repetitive thing and you are receiving what you say to yourself. My homeboy used to say, accept yourself. Accept you. Stop looking for people to accept and accept yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm done. All right, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good ending to the show. We have to go. You know, we love you all, but we got to go. Make sure y'all hit that link on Facebook. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go right ahead, hon, because I was just saying until next time, I was signing out. And see y'all next, same bat time, same bat channel.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it right here on 5926 Central. Make sure you like, share, and that's it on Facebook. Love y'all, but we gotta go.
That's how they do it, Skip.